This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
About going to Walter Reed and seeing soldiers who had lost limbs in Afghanistan. And really, the president was pressing his commanders very hard, saying, what are we doing there? This is America's longest war. What are we accomplishing? Our guys are dying. They're coming home without arms, without legs. I want a very clear justification before I agree to anything. Now, in the story, that's spun as very negative, as, you know, the president ranting and raving. Well, I was in that meeting, and what I saw was the president asking the questions that I think every American wants their president to ask. If we're going to commit troops to battle, if we're going to risk our soldiers' lives, there ought to be a very good reason. There ought to be a clear strategy. There ought to be an objective. And you know, he was pressing his commanders to give him that information, which I think is his job, and he had every right to do it, and that's what we want him to do.
Last question. You've spoken to Woodward then. Have you spoken to him about this book?
No, not about this book. Well, I was referring to the Bush 43 administration, which did cooperate with Bob Woodward's books, but the Trump administration very early on made the decision not to. But that just means that when officially an administration decides not to cooperate, that the only people who are talking are the people who aren't really authorized to talk, and they're going to have a particular spin and angle. That's my point.
Got it. Yeah. Michael, thank you so much. Michael Anton from Washington, D.C. Thanks. You covered a lot there. Sandra.
Well, the final day of confirmation hearings for the Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh about to get underway. The political fireworks on full display yesterday with Senator Cory Booker vowing to lay it all on the line over documents he claimed were classified.
I'm going to release the email about racial profiling, and I understand that the penalty comes with potential ousting from the Senate. And if Senator Cornyn believes that I violated Senate rules, I openly invite and accept the consequences. The emails are being withheld from the public have nothing to do with national security.
Running for president is no excuse for violating the rules of the Senate or of the confidentiality of the documents that we are privy to.
I appreciate the comments of my colleagues. This is about the closest I'll probably ever have in my life to an I am Spartacus moment.
Chief Congressional Correspondent on Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel. Mike, was all of that necessary?
Sandra, evidently not. The attorney handling former President George W. Bush's records telling Fox, quote, "We cleared the documents last night, being Wednesday night, shortly after Senator Booker's staff asked us to. We were surprised to learn about Senator Booker's histrionics this morning because we'd already told him he could use the documents publicly. In fact, we have said yes to every request made by the Senate Democrats to make documents public." Senator Booker later defended the drama while a senior Republican sounded irritated.
Senator Booker doesn't think the rules apply to him. But if every senator operated as if they were a law unto themselves, then we wouldn't be able to function. I think it's important to the country that we function and that senators follow the same rules that everybody else does.
Number one is they released those documents after I had already read for them and broke their sham of a rule. And if you look at what I'm doing all day today, I continue to release committee confidential documents.
A number of Republican senators think Booker's presidential ambition got the best of him. Sandra?
Well, it was another marathon session for Judge Kavanaugh. Any fireworks?
Well, a California Democrat went after Judge Kavanaugh on the issue of special counsel Robert Mueller. She tried to get Kavanaugh to agree to recuse himself on those matters.
Will you commit to recusing?
The independence of the judiciary requires that I not commit to how I would decide a particular case. I believe those were situations that were required recusals.
Kavanaugh is now done. Today's session will be about those opposed and those in favor of his confirmation. Sandra?
Mike Emanuel, what a week on Capitol Hill for us this morning. Thank you very much, sir.
Yesterday was a bit of a surprise when we were watching it together. We'll see if there are surprises today coming up.
We will indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot more guests coming up on that as well.
Some of Cory Booker's colleagues are reacting to an explosive hearing, arguing that his ambitions for the White House got the best of them.
I've known Cory since I got to Washington. That's not the Cory Booker that I know. That is someone trying to position himself as the front runner so he can take on Donald Trump.
Well, does Trey Gowdy have a point? We'll talk to Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell on that coming up in a few moments.
Sandra? And in the wake of that anonymous New York Times op-ed, Senator Elizabeth Warren is urging President Trump's cabinet to take dramatic measures to remove him from office. Governor Mike Huckabee has something to say about that. He will be here live to react next.
Also, there is breaking news on the Syrian matter. The U.S. warning of another potential chemical attack. As three nations sit down for a high-stakes summit, that is Iran and Russia and Turkey, all in the room at this hour as we speak, the details on that conversation ahead.
Well, anyway, well, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio, and we're listening in on what's going on with Cory Booker. And if you saw the hearings yesterday or heard anything that we were covering yesterday, it was pretty amazing the stunt that Cory Booker, senator from New Jersey, pulled, I think, on the whole nation. It was pretty disgusting, actually. That's just my opinion. It was pretty disgusting. Cory wants to be president, and he wants to take on Donald Trump. And, you know, it's... He said. Then he comes out and tells another lie. You heard that when I was waiting to get to that point where he made the comment about, oh, he revealed it. It was him. That's the reason why they came out with everything. Well, you know, being him, what he's not telling you is that it takes several days process to get to that point where they are released. They were being released, and he knew it. And it was Senator Lee who told him that. So very disingenuous on his part. And, of course, if you're running for president and you think you're going to take on Donald Trump, you better have a record, right? So, anyway, this is the Circus Maximus that continues. It's going to continue for one more day in the Kavanaugh hearings. And we hope the best. I have a feeling he's going to be hands down nominated or voted in. He's done really, I think, a superb job. It's 4 days of this stuff. Come on. The worst I ever had, it was the murderous interview, 3 hours. See, 3 hours. 3 hour interview I had going out the chute to get my first teaching job. I mean, it was kind of, you know, because I was young, I was impetuous, so to speak. And I was applying all over the place for jobs, and people were interviewing me. Short interviews, though. I mean, you know, 15 minutes. He was a guy out of college. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know how to teach. He doesn't know how to coach. Doesn't nothing, right? And so I get to one interview at Covina High School. in the San Gabriel Valley. I mean, I'm going all over Southern California, and I was even thinking, well, I'm going to have to move to Northern California, you know. So I finally get this one interview. It was rather interesting. I go in, and I start talking, and they start asking questions. And pretty soon it comes to genetics. Now, keep this in mind. It's 1972, 73-ish. So I start answering questions about genetics. Gregor Mendel, everything about genes and chromosomes and, you know, 23andMe, stuff like that. And all of a sudden, I'm kind of like looking at my watch a little bit because I didn't realize time really had gotten away. I'm looking out, gosh, you know, 2.5 hours. So I'm still talking about genetic, and they're still asking me questions. It was all about genetics. It turned into a real lecture, if you will. And I didn't get it until a year and a half later when the principal said, you know, Paul, he says, you know the reason why we hired you? I said, well, no. He says, because you knew so much about genetics. You could bring so much to the school. And I said, really? I said, so because I knew so much about genetics, I got a job. That's really what it was. But the thing is that the staff at the school, I was young. I was like 23. 23 and me, get it? I was like 23. And everybody else, the next oldest person in a staff of 90 plus was 32. And then all of a sudden it jumped to 40, from 40 to 50. And then the bulk of the teachers were in their late 50s, early 60s. No one knew about genetics in that age group. Think about that. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillows.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so those of you that are into Burt Reynolds, sad to say, he has passed away. Just listen, for those of you that don't know, usually, traditionally anyway, on Fridays, it's a free fight. It's a free-for-all. We'll be opening up the phone lines, by the way. Getting back intact, and our apologies to all of you, our listeners, for technical difficulties, wide ranging. You see, just to let you know, there's people who don't like this radio show. I hate it when this happens, and you know we're not as technically as advanced as the big boys out there, but sometimes people crawl into your computer when you don't want them. And they do damage, they do harm, and other sort of things. Anyway, so we're all straightened out now, and I really do appreciate all of your listenerships, all of your thoughtful emails, and so on. Hopefully everything is going fine. And if we have a problem, you can text me. I know you guys out there that got my text, we got my number already. You know, I'm seeing some things now. So anyway, but thank you for your patience in this issue. Okay, so Burt Reynolds is dead, and so getting back, I've got to circle back to the explanation. The explanation is that Free For All Friday is that we go from news source to news source in a general sense, and then we go back to your source, which is, of course, the Citizen Journalist. And by the way, spectacular things happening on the Citizen Journalist front. You're dominating the news, you Citizen Journalist, and we really, really, really do appreciate all the things that you do. Anyway, Burt Reynolds, movie star who played it for Grins, dies at 82. The ex-jock from Florida, this is coming from the Hollywood Reporter, who starred in Deliverance and Boogie Nights, but preferred making such populist fun fare as Smokey and the Bandit, The Cannonball Run, and Starting Over. The charismatic star of such films as Deliverance, The Longest Yard, Smokey and the Bandit, who set out to have as much fun as possible on and off the screen, and wildly succeeded, has died at 82. He did wildly succeed. Reynolds, who received an Oscar nomination when he portrayed porn director Jack Horner in Paul Thomas Anderson's Boogie Nights, 1997, and was the number one box office attraction for a five-year stretch starting in the late 70s, died Thursday morning at Juniper Medical Center in Florida. His manager, Eric Kritzer, told the Hollywood Reporter the cause of death was cardiopulmonary arrest. Always with a wink, Reynolds shined in many action films, often doing his own stunts, and in such romantic comedies as Starting Over, opposite Jill Clayburgh and Candice Bergen. I remember that movie. You know, and then there was Little Whorehouse in Texas. Oh, God. Charles Durning with the hat trick in... in 1982, absolutely hysterical movie. Remember going to the movies with some of my very, very best friends, and we had absolutely hysterical time. That's back in the day when you kind of like went to the movies and you enjoyed the movies. Today it's kind of like, geez, some of these movies are just terrible. They really are. They really, really are. Anyway, so it's kind of interesting. I got rid of cable, right? Best thing I ever did. My kids said, get rid of cable, Dad. The millennials. Get rid of cable. So we did that. And, of course, we got it. We got it. Don't get me wrong. In the studio, we have plenty of cable. We got plenty of TV. So I know. But just the notion of getting rid of it. And, you know, now the big screen and all this other stuff sits idle, except when you want to watch a movie. Now, I'm predicting, guys like me, everybody, I think there's going to be like a rechecking of what's going on with your big screen as people actually move away from cable. Because, you know, we've got better content that we produce as human beings. We do. Check it out on YouTube. There's so much. It's fascinating. Now, that's the terrible thing about YouTube is it's ubiquitous. It's all over. And it's really good. Except they're spying on you. And they're using everything. And then when you try and hook up with them, they take you off if you produce something they don't like. You know, I don't like the beheadings and the chopping of limbs off of people that are alive. But that's okay with YouTube, right? Even if you follow... Oh, they took me off one time and put me in YouTube jail for 6 months. Because I said nasty things. Nasty things about one of the California bureaucrats, Mary Nichols from CARB, who was torturing children, by the way. See, it gets into this kind of stuff. So they didn't like that. They took me off for threatening content. Really? Threatening content. Because I was pointing out to the public, the two major universities were, of course, doing these torturous tests on children, breathing in diesel fumes. Now, I don't know why that would bother anybody, right? It bothered YouTube and Mary Nichols, and they complained, and they took me off, put me in YouTube jail. I couldn't put anything out there, so I turned to all the other things that are out there for TV Land. That was when I was doing a lot of video. Anyway, so I think that what's going to happen, and what is happening right now, what is happening is people are making their own stuff. Periscope, YouTube, Facebook, you know, Vimeo. All these things. The creative part of humanity is really coming forward. And, you know, you got to say it, that YouTube, they're ubiquitous. They're everywhere. You can't get away from them. And people have figured out the technology and all that stuff. They're putting in graphics and all kinds of stuff. And then you get these slovenly people that are doing things. I mean, it's just a hoot. And so that's the entertainment today. And so the movie business is, I think... They really have to take stock, of course, especially in Hollywood. And now that New California is, like, coming, they're not going to be a part of New California. Hollywood's not going to be a part. They're out of the game for New California. And, boy, have they been howling to me. This is kind of weird being in this position that we're going to create this new state called New California. We're going to talk about that here in the next couple hours. But... it's very, very strange for me to be in the position that I'm in about New California and all the things that go along with New California and listen to the people who are not in New California, like the Los Angeles Basin, San Francisco, and Sacramento. Those are the three main hubs right now that are not in. Now, that is a problem for them, and they do want it. Boy, did Malibu. Malibu is up in arms that they're not in New California. Well, they're not. Get over it. Hollywood. And boy, are they trying like crazy. I say this because it comes on the heels of a conversation I had earlier this week with someone from Hollywood who wanted in the movie business and was giving me this pitch about how, isn't this strange? Isn't this just strange that I'm having these kind of conversations? I think it's more than surreal. But this person was a known person. I said, well, it's not going to happen. Isn't that interesting? See, this is what's California from the governmental. They're broke as a joke, and of course, it's getting worse. Elon Musk. I mean, all these big highfalutin, dividend rich. Companies out of Silicon Valley are going belly up. There's a lot of problems down in Silicon Valley financially. And if you go down there, which I've been down there several times recently, you start to see it. You know, you talk to people and they say, yeah, this is what's happening. And it's our Chris Street who's done this. The guy with the silver, you know, the silver ball that he's got, the crystal ball. He predicts these things and he's always right. And so California government is going to go belly up pretty soon. And people who don't want that to happen are desperate. Sorry, you created it. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah!
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
The Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. agenda21radio.news. Okay, Michael Moore. God, the guy who was a joker, stone-cold moron. And I like to call Michael Moore a moron because he's moronic. Everything he does is moronic and a lie, usually. So, like to take it out on Michael Moore. Not much fact behind what Michael Moore has to say. Disinformation agent, in my opinion. He's working for the bad guys and has been ever since he came out with Bowling for Columbine or whatever, which was a dystopian false reality check about what happened in Columbine. And he did some very, very bizarre things. I had a chance to, we really studied all the things about Columbine and got down and dirty, so to speak, about all the things that were happening there. And it's kind of interesting as we talk about Michael Moore in his new movie. It says, Michael Moore, this is war. It says, Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 11/9. Okay, great. 11/9. This is a tyrant, liar, racist, a hole in one. This guy's an idiot. Did I say he's an idiot? Oh, I'm sorry. I said that on radio, too. Michael Moore, you are an idiot. So anyway, this year, says Michael Moore, this war this year. Okay. Review. Angry indictment of system. That's a review of it. Ex-wife's claims he's stifter out of movie profits. Really? There's profit in this? Profits in Michael Moore movies? Yeah. It says Michael Moore compares Trump to Hitler in new documentary. There you go. Yeah, he's a slovenly... I'm sorry. I shouldn't even cover Michael Moore. But he's got this little movie out. It says, compares U.S. President Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler in his provocative new documentary, Fahrenheit 11-9. That got its world premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival on Thursday to a sold-out audience, of course. The documentary examines the forces Moore believes contributed to Trump's election victory in November of 2016, drawing parallels with the rise of Hitler in the 1930s Germany. Really? We had the rise, Mr. Moore, and you missed it, from 2011 to 2017, January. The White House could not immediately be reached for comment on Thursday. Who wrote this? Oh, Reuters. It's a Reuters show. I'm sorry, documentary. It says, at one point, the film superimposes Trump's words over videos of Adolf Hitler rallies as a historian talks about the rise of strong men in positions of power. We explore the question. You know, listen, we can do this. We should make a Michael Moore movie about Michael Moore. Who could play the lead? I have some people in mind. He's Trump, been around for a long time, and we've behaved in a certain way for a long time. And when you look back now, you can see how the road was paved for him, Moore said. Really? Paved. Paved. The new movie was a call to action for Americans, said Moore, who won an Oscar for 2003 for his gun violence documentary, Bowling for Columbine. What a joke. A false story about... this is... See, that's false information. That would be fake news if I was to say what I just said. My commentary would be, it was a totally bogus falsehood about Columbine. Yeah. Shows you how he rolls, though. He's a propaganda artist. This is pure propaganda, of course. In the film, Moore assigns blame for Trump's victory to widespread assumptions that Clinton would win, vested interest, and U.S. media that prioritized the big audience Trump drew to television programming. Well, okay, there may be something to that, right? Now, this is the Reuters guy writing this. Who's the author here? The author, Nicola... I can't even, Seminar, I think it is, okay. That's a true statement. I think that's a very, very true statement. The road was paved, is it paved with good intentions? Is that what it is? it says, we are in a war to get our country back, he said. Anyone who doesn't understand that it's going to be sorely, doesn't understand that it's, that is going to be sorely disappointed in the results. That doesn't make any sense what that comment is. It says the movie takes its title from the early hours of November 9, 2016, when Republican candidate Trump was officially declared the victory over the Democratic Party candidate. And then it goes on to talk about the assigning blame. Listen, Trump, this is the thing. Okay, when a candidate has large crowds, when one candidate has large crowds that follow them around, and then the other candidate doesn't. Okay, that's called a clue that maybe that other candidate who does not have the large crowds is not popular. So he's kind of making the point right here, at least the writer is, with this comment. In the film, Moore assigns blame for Trump's victory to widespread assumptions that Clinton would win. That's true. We know that. They overplayed their hand with Clinton. Vested interest and U.S. media that prioritized the big audiences Trump drew to television programs. That's correct. Well, and that, I guess he got it right there, Moore did, according to the author here. The documentary premiered the same week the New York Times printed an anonymous opinion column whose writer described a quiet resistance to Trump within his own administration and advanced excerpts of a new book by journalist Bob Woodward portrayed Trump as prone to impulsive decision-making. Listen, I've worked around, like, kids that have grown up into adults, and they're fantastic people, surgeons, doctors, you know, lawyers, that sort of thing, and John Q. Public, who starts their own business as a machine shop guy, you know, one of those. I've run the gamut. And I've worked with some really pretty intelligent people. And you when you do that, you can really recognize pure brilliance. You really can. And see, this is the thing that you got Mr. Moore, who's pure stupid, versus Donald Trump, who's pure brilliant. So somewhere in between is us, right? So the quiet resistance, that is on anyway. Michael Moore strikes out again just on the surface. Although I do like the combo. This is truthful. That one part in there about the large audience. But I want to get back to the big audience, the large audience business. Because normally, in a normal world, like what happened actually with Trump, he played his cards right. See, he knew he had to, what really wins is the Electoral College. So he went rural. He went to the Rust Belt. He went to where we need the most help. And he gets the unions on his side. And he takes people away from Hillary Clinton. That's what happened. It's a great... Guess what? These people actually thought it out. Donald Trump and his campaign people thought out the process about what they were going to do. Right? They thought it out. And they won on their plan. And it's pretty obvious the Clintons did not think it out. Mental constipation settled into the Clinton campaign. There you go. The constipated Clinton campaign. That's really what it was in 2016. So get over it. Just to show you how Trump thinks. But the large crowds, that's a clue that probably he's going to win. But if you're in California, like Travis Allen, and you have large crowds, you're going to lose because you're conservative. That's because the election system is so corrupt in California. And by the way, it's happening in other places too, like South Carolina. Indictments, maybe? We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Obama ready to roar. This comes from Drudge NBC News. Here we go. The Obama network, one of the assigned Obama networks, NBC News, says Obama won't hold punches. Oh. As he kicks off midterm campaign push. The former president is expected to frame election as choice between an inclusive or a fearful America, aides say. I always like it when they give you the game plan in advance. Well, you know, good politicians do, I guess, right? Or bad ones do. it says here, this is, who wrote this? Michael Memoli and Christine Walker and Peter Alexander, NBC. We're going to give credit where credit is due. It says Washington says former President Barack Hussein Obama is set to launch a political offensive designed to focus his party's energies in the midterm elections, breaking from his self-imposed political exile. That's because he's running from justice, actually, with a message. I had to throw that in. That's not in the NBC. With a message that will draw a sharp contrast with Donald Trump. Since leaving the White House, Obama has taken pains to remain above the political fray. Yes, he has. Should we tell him? No, we're not. We're not going to tell Mr. Obama what's going to happen. It's pretty self-evident things are happening. Sometimes, to the disappointment of his fellow Democrats, who've lacked a national voice to rally behind in opposing the new administration. But even as he may not target Trump by name, no one will come away thinking he held back or held his punches, a source close to the former president told NBC News. Can you imagine the first time he starts going after Trump, what that's going to look like? Obama versus Trump. And, oh, by the way, who's running? I mean, see, this is the art of the deal. Bring it on, Obama. Bring it on. Listen, all of us citizen journalists, we are yearning for your appearance up on the campaign stage. We are yearning. I want everybody to think about that. Obama gets up to punch around Donald Trump and this administration and all the blah. Really? Let's think about how many people you murdered, Mr. Obama. Let's see. Let's talk about Benghazi. Let's talk about gassing Syrians with your CIA, right? Just to mention a few. And what about all those murderous rampages? 114 mass murders under your administration. Oh, I don't know. Those are just a few of the things we can bring up. But who am I? I'm just a radio talk show host, right? The list goes on, right? We'd really like some answers about other people that you have been involved with. But, you know, we'll wait. We'll be patient. We'll wait for the indictments to start showing up and people talking. I think that with the first day he steps up on a stage, there may be an indictment come down about one of his friends. I'm just throwing that out there. It's not that I know a lot. I know some, but I don't know a lot. But I'm just thinking, wouldn't that be an interesting set of circumstances? Because guess who? I'm going to use Obama's words. Elections have consequences, don't they? Seriously. And he's no longer the president. And boy, I'll tell you, his boys are doing a job, though, right? Clapper, Brennan. Hey, we haven't heard too much from them lately. I wonder why. Well, Clapper and Brennan and Comey. We're hearing a lot from Mueller, though, aren't we? Oh, I'm sorry, crickets. A lot going on in that investigation. So when Obama steps up, he's bringing all those boys up on stage with him. I want you to think about that. When he goes out and campaigns, he's bringing all the fellas with him. I mean, by extension, because they were his people, and they were spying on Donald Trump. Absolutely spying. And then they run this whole campaign over the last 2 years. Investigate Donald Trump for Russia, 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 which never happened. Oh, boy, I can't wait for this one. This will be just an absolute, well, it'll be a good day in the neighborhood, won't it? Be a good day in the neighborhood. We got a lot of things going on. We're going to be talking about New California the next couple hours and a whole bunch of things about that. We got to get that out there, you know. We have some radio shows that pick us up on Saturday and Sunday, so we're going to be talking about all that stuff just for them. And all the other things going on. There's a ton of things happening. August jobs. Are you ready for this? In big red letters on Drudge. 201,000. Yeah, 200,000. That's a big gain. Black unemployment, record low. Winning. The economy adds more jobs than expected in August, and wage growth hits post-recession high. I'm just saying, this is pretty good news, isn't it? Non-farm payrolls up to 201,000 in August. In the next hour, I'm off script. I really am off script. I'm looking at my script. I am off script. So we're going to come back with this, I think. This is going to be the lead-in for Block A of Hour 2. So stay with us. Listen, we got a couple of things going on here. When we come back, we're going to end up this hour. Get you kind of ready for the next one. Non-farm payrolls. Wow. This is big news. Winning. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra
Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 2ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.2ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 2ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
2-1-1-0.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Conference is coming up. Excuse me, the convention is coming up. Second convention, constitutional convention, is coming up, and it's going to be a barn burner. It's going to be in Irvine, California. It's going to be exciting. Very exciting. And expecting quite a crowd, actually. And we're going to go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com. And we're going to be talking about New California State in the next couple hours, actually. We're going to take some time to do that. Been off air, of course, the technical issues. Even plagued us a little bit this morning at the beginning of the hour, but we got that all straightened out. And diligent work by those in Red State Talk Radio down in Washington, D.C., where we emanate from. Imagine that our voice right now is carrying over the vast wasteland of Washington, D.C. And we're sort of hovering our voice over the hearings of Brett Kavanaugh. Boy, what a circus that has been. Anyway, we got a lot of things to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Visit that website, get all your news and information about the great new state of California. It's going to happen. It is happening. It is actually happening. It's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.